know we've been praying for both of you. You feeling better? That would make me feel better too. With pay? I think it will be. Amen. How about you, Keisha? That is so wonderful. Anybody else want to say anything here? It's good to have Alyssa and Tyler and Rhett back from Disney World in Florida. Did you love it? We went there 10 years ago. We loved it too. I hope everybody gets to go once. And if you would, take your Bibles and turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 25. And we're going to start there. We're going to have communion. It's important. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake. And I will not remember your sins. Praise God. And let me, my thought tonight is Satan wants you to remember what God has forgotten. And you have to realize that's one of the strategies. Just remember the last time you were in your mind and something comes up, the devil helps to bring it up to your mind, something that you wish he would just stop bothering you about. And what you have to realize is this, the power of confession, the power of talking to God as he is your father and you are his child. And that's an important thing to realize, that as it says here, I blot out your sins. Now, to blot out sins doesn't mean to cover them as in an atonement. It means to obliterate them, to blot them out. When you blot them out, the idea in the original language is that you're making as if it was never there. And many times we're lamenting over things that Satan, where does he bother us? Sometimes he comes right into our thought life, doesn't he? Makes you think thoughts that you shouldn't think, that you don't want to think. And one of the things he tries to make you think is to remember your sins that have been forgiven. He doesn't want you to understand the anatomy or the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is real. And we're going to get into that just a little bit deeper here tonight. So let's go to my next verse, which is in Psalm 51 and verse 1. Thank you, Father, for this word. Help people to get this simple message and cause it for them to grow. This is the words of David, Psalm 51, when he, Nathan the prophet came to him and brought up some of his sins. And he just said, I'm guilty. And he wrote this psalm. This is a beautiful psalm. The whole psalm is wonderful. We're just going to take this one verse. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. There's that word again. Blot out. Lord, make it as if it wasn't even there. You know, I'm going to read just a little further in there. I want you to, we've got time. We won't be late. Verse 2 there in Psalm 51 says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Remember these words because they're going to come up at the end of this message. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity. Another translation says, I was born a sinner. You have to understand that. You were born in need of a Savior. Each one of us was born a sinner. And if that's the case, and it truly is, there's hope for us. I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide my face from my sins. Hide my face from my sins. Why? Because Satan will get you to dwell on what you did wrong. And that nullifies the forgiveness and the blessings that come from forgiveness. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities, and create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me. I'm hoping that, if necessary, people will have their joy restored tonight. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, thou open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you desire not a sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. On communion night, it's a night for believers to reason with God and reason with themselves and come to a better place if necessary. Christians can sin. You're not obligated to sin, but you've heard stuff happens. Well, sin happens. Terrible sin happens to people. They didn't wake up thinking about it to do it, but sin happens to people. And there's got to be something to do with it. And what it is communion. The communion service, that's what it's about. It's to keep a believer going the right way. And that's why at the end of this service, we'll examine our hearts, see if there's anything in our hearts that we need to confess to the Lord with a broken and a contrite spirit. If we could, let's put up Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, where the Word of God says this. These are the words of the Apostle Paul. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be once again blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. See, our highest goal in this service is to have the presence of the Lord come here with us. And realize his son Jesus is our high priest. And the high priest will be hearing confessions in just a few moments. So let's just understand what this service is all about, communion service. When we break bread with the Lord, when we examine our hearts, the word says in 1 Corinthians 11. But let a man examine his heart, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Examine yourself. This is a time of self-examination, and this is a time for a private meeting with you and with the Lord. And if there's something in there that shouldn't be there, tell the Lord. Be truthful about it, and he'll help you. He'll help you with it. Let's go to Psalm 103 and verse 9, where the word says this. I'm sorry, 103 verse 12. And the word says something very beautiful there. It says, as far as the east is from the west. See, no matter how far you go, either east, you will never come into west. No matter how far you go west, you will never come into east. So that's how far God has removed our transgressions from us. The word is set up that Christians, children of God, if you're a Christian, you're a child of God. And the highest way that you can address God is as Father. Jesus, teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. And he said, all right, now when you pray, the first thing, say, our Father, my Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. And forgive my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. Lead me not into temptation. See, as many as are led by the children of God, by the Spirit of God, are the children of God. And God will never lead you into temptation. But deliver me from evil. The literal translation says, but deliver me from the evil one. Deliver me from the devil, because he's my enemy. And I'm one of your children, your son or your daughter. You could also say that you're a lamb of God, as David brought up in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and I won't lack any good thing. So think about that. Think about why you came. This is why we don't hold you up. I don't have to have a service that even goes until 8 o'clock. What I have to try to do is appeal to your common sense that has been touched by the Holy Spirit to everybody in this room that's born again. God wants you to be full of joy and happiness, and he wants you, and you have to realize Satan wants you to remember what God has forgotten. I will not remember your sins. Now, how can that be? There's things, you know, when we forgive people, we have to stop remembering what they did to us. One of the things that we do is we stop talking about it. And we deliberately exit out. We don't speak it anymore. When you do that, I promise you, you do that prayerfully, you'll wake up and you'll forget. I've forgotten a lot of things that I've forgiven people of, because that's the goal. That's one of the goals of forgiveness, is to forget about it. Just like they say in the movies, forget about it. Amen? Forget about it. East and west never meet. No matter how far you travel east, you will never reach a point at which your next step will be westward. What do you think about this word, Sam? Remember, what does blot mean? Not covered. Covered is atonement. It's what they did in the old covenant. Blot means to obliterate, to blow it up like it was never there. Yeah. Because see, if it's just covered, Satan might be able to uncover it. But as far as God is concerned, everybody that comes tonight and they examine their heart, and if they have something that was wrong, that was sin in their life, and if they confess it, well, that's 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, please. This is a communion verse. This is an everyday everything verse. If you and I will confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He is faithful and he has a legal right to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In fact, when you have those moments with God and you confess wrongdoing in your life, it opens up cleaning. It opens up where he can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, I've only preached a few moments, but I want you to know something. I meant every word that I said, and God meant for you to hear that. Satan wants you to remember what God has forgotten. He wants you to keep it. Isn't it funny how that comes up when we're praying or we want to pray and we want to get something from God our Father? And he'll bring it up at just that time. You're not worthy. And we just go time after time. And when we buy that bait, we're wasting time of our lives. And sometimes I just listen to the clocks in the house ticking and realize I only have so much time here in this life. You only have so much time. The word says, let's redeem the time, for the days are evil. Let's learn. Let's grow. God wants you whole. God wants you happy. And I promise you this. If you confess wrong to the Lord privately with a pure heart, not only will you get forgiveness, but he will come into you and he will cleanse you and he will turn that. He'll turn that and he'll pull that out of you. Just like a skilled surgeon. Indeed, Jesus is called the great physician. Now, I would like us to, I don't know if we can play that song, The Altar, that we just sang tonight, kind of low. And everybody, this is communion. This is what it's really all about. It's about an experience with God where you can grow, where you can get free of some things. This is truly the way that you get rid of sin. One of the places is in communion. I'm not going to hurry. It's very early. Would you make an altar or come to the altar and talk privately with the Lord? Talk privately with God.